99.7 now.
This
is Big Bay Mornings.
Every single day, every morning,
this is what we came for.
We keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
Love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
You're just keeping me on point. I couldn't do it without you.
I just wanted to tell you how much I'm loving the new energy.
Loving the new energy.
Big Bay Mornings.
99.7 now.
That's right. Big Bay Mornings. Welcome to it on Tuesday, October 15th. So you guys are telling me there was an earthquake last night, huh?
I can't believe you didn't. Oh my God, that is the second scariest earthquake I have been through since being in the Bay Area. And I've been here 15 years, so I'm no newcomer.
What was the other one, the Napa one?
The Napa one. And I still remember the Napa one. It was like at 4:15 in the morning. It happened on a Saturday, I believe. And I just remember waking up, and it was still shaking. And the same thing happened last night. It felt, I was like, that had to have happened in the city. So I, It woke me up. I felt it while I'm in bed, and I started to get out of bed. So it had to have lasted for somewhere between 5 and 10 seconds.
I slept right through it last night. I live in Marin. I don't know if other people in Marin felt it or not. I sure didn't. My wife didn't wake me up. It was about 10:30, right?
10:33.
So she's up at that time, so she didn't wake me up.
It freaked me out.
Wow.
I've only been freaked out by two earthquakes, and it was the Napa one and this one.
And producer Art, you live by Pleasant Hill, correct?
I'm in Pleasant Hill.
Oh, you're in Pleasant Hill.
Right next to the epicenter. And I'm going to tell you, though, I don't mean to brag, but I kind of handled that earthquake like a G. It woke me up, and I just remember putting my hand over my head, and just in case anything fell on my head, and then I just rolled over and went back to sleep.
Yeah, I don't think you handled it like a G.
I'm too tired to deal with this, you know?
Exactly.
I don't think that's how they recommend you deal with it. I started to get up to go underneath a door frame, which I believe... Not a California native, but I believe that's what they teach you, right? Get under a door frame.
Wait a minute. Wait for it.
You should make my earthquake.
Okay, we can kind of have fun with it because there are no injuries reported thus far. I know a lot of people, though, they definitely have some things fall off the walls and the shelves. 4.5.
888-456-9970. If it either woke you up or you were awake and if, like, you were freaked out. I'm telling you, I literally was freaked out by that one.
I would have paid to have seen you freaking out over
it. I mean, it wasn't like it was in my head. I wasn't like running around my house. Uh-huh. I didn't even get up out of bed. I started to.
Uh-huh.
The only thing, it was a reminder that I have a shelf above my head.
Oh, no.
Above my bed.
That. I used to have a big framed picture above mine, and I moved that for sure.
I need to take it down, and every time there is an earthquake, I think that's a reminder. Take this crap down, because it's going to hit you.
Also, do you guys have earthquake kits?
No.
I mean,
we don't.
Sort of.
What are you doing?
I have some granola bars downstairs, and I have...
But you don't have it all in, like, a backpack ready to go.
No, I have, like, a 24-case of bottled water down there.
Yeah, good thing running down the street with that. And
I have a case of Veuve champagne.
The necessities.
Well, after this weekend, it's not a case anymore. And I have some granola bars down there. And then I have some pop top, like, beans. You know, like, not you don't even need the can opener.
Right, you just pop it.
Pop the top.
Well, I definitely set myself a reminder for when we get off the show today to renew my earthquake insurance with AAA because
there you go.
I have had a lapse in that.
It's funny because I was thinking about doing that. Allstate sent me, I have to renew my insurance in November. My condominium insurance, and they said, you know, we're required to tell you earthquake insurance is not provided, but you can get it at an extra cost. And I was like, who needs that?
Yeah. Californians don't need that. Let's not be ridiculous here. Well, we want to hear from you if you felt it last night, and hope everybody is okay. Like I said, no injuries reported thus far, but...
I wonder if anybody was, like, in the throes of passion during that.
I saw people tweeting that.
What?
Yeah, I was really rocking this bed last night.
Yeah, like, and you just thought, whoa, that was amazing.
Well, the scariest part, too, is just days before the 30-year anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake, and that freaks me out. I mean, that was 6.9, I believe that was. And they basically said, I was listening to the news this morning, like, what's the difference between a 4.5 to a 6.9? Basically 500% more you would feel this.
Right.
So knock on wood that will not be happening, and this was the worst of it. But welcome to the show, everybody. Big Bay Mornings is here, and we got the moolah for you. Why don't we just do it right now? Caller number 9. Hit us up, 888-456-9970. We will start the show like we always do with Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Think you can do it? Call now, and we'll play.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Let's play with Victor and Alameda. Good morning, Victor.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great. Victor, before we play this game for you, can I give some updated information? I want everybody to be safe. Now they're saying, during an earthquake, do not go under a door frame. If you're in bed, stay in bed and put a pillow over your head.
How about if you're in an apartment or a flat or something and you have neighbors above you?
Put a pillow over your head.
Oh, okay. That'll protect
just
me.
Just put pillows over your head. So I just want everybody to know the current updated drill for earthquakes.
Victor, did you feel it last night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hard.
Wow, Victor. You had a better night than I did.
All right. Let's jump into this, Victor. You know the rules. 10 questions, 60 seconds for $1,000. You got to get them all right to win the money. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Ready, set, go.
Name two artists that are performing at our Poptopia concert.
Shawn Mendes, pass.
8 times 0 equals?
0.
True or false? Hayes Valley is a district in San Jose.
False.
Ariana Large would be the English translation of this pop star's name.
Ariana Grande.
What Disney Pixar film will you find Lightning McQueen?
Cars.
Lil Nas X had a number one hit with this song.
Old Town Road.
The Yucatan Peninsula is located in which country, Canada or Mexico?
Mexico.
Boxer with the nickname Iron Mike.
Mike Tyson.
This painter famously cut off his own ear. Sorry.
Van Gogh.
What is the minimum age required to be U.S. president?
18.
To be U.S. president.
18?
Jesus. Whoa.
Dang.
Lil Nas X is going to be president.
No.
Meanwhile, I got speed bumps on my tongue this morning. Okay. Well, you passed on one I know of.
I cannot. Well, no. He actually answered and then tried to pass. But we got to take your first answer. And I don't know what it is, but every time we've asked for a Poptopia artist, people have said Shawn Mendes. That was last year. We got to get into this year. We would have accepted Lizzo, Halsey, Normani, Louis Tomlinson, Ali Brooke. 8 times 0 is 0. Hayes Valley is not in San Jose. It's in San Francisco. Ariana Large would be Ariana Grande. Cars is Lightning McQueen. You got that right. Nas did sing Old Town Road. The Yucatan Peninsula is in Mexico. Iron Mike is Mike Tyson. It was Van Gogh who cut off his ear. And you've got to be 35 to become the
35.
President. Not 18.
I don't know if I'd want an 18-year-old there making decisions.
18 to vote.
I don't even want a 35-year-old making decisions, honestly.
True, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I would like more 18-year-olds to vote, though. So please register to vote. We need you.
Victor, we thank you for listening, and we are going to send you some goodies just for doing that, all right?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great Tuesday. We will play Big Money Minute in 1 hour. 7:10, we will play again. But it's Tuesday, so it's Love Trap Throwback Day.
That's right. You've heard of drunk dialing. You've heard of drunk texting.
Mm-hmm.
But it was drunk Instagramming that got Noah busted in a Love Trap Throwback, and that's at 6:40.
All right, and your 6:30 dirty, PG&E might be giving customers rebates for the recent outages. We'll tell you about it at 6:30.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's my alarm clock. I wake up to 99.7 every single morning.
It's 99.7 now. Big Bay Mornings on your Tuesday. Hello, everybody. So I don't know, is it a good or a bad thing that I slept right through the earthquake last night? Now that I'm thinking about it, I did not wake up at all.
I mean, I think maybe you didn't feel it in San Rafael where you were.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking that because it was powerful in the city. It shook me awake, and it lasted for a good 5 seconds after I was awake.
Which feels like minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy. I started to get up to run to a safe place, and then it was over. But now I'm hearing from everybody that that is not standard protocol anymore. They say it's more unsafe to try to run to somewhere because you might get hit by falling debris. So stay where you are and cover up with whatever you have. So just put pillows on top of you.
And our producer, Art, he lives in Pleasant Hill.
Uh-huh.
And so you really felt
night. Yeah, that was strong. It woke me up. I was dead asleep. I had just done like a meditation app, so I was deep in REM sleep. That thing woke me up, but like I said before, I handled it like a G. Just kind of laid there, put my hand over my head.
Okay, I guess he did what they're recommending to do.
No. It doesn't say put your hand over your head.
Maybe a pillow, but...
Put your pillow over your head.
Things fell off your walls or shelves?
Yeah, and I actually didn't even know until I woke up this morning and I was walking through the house and when it was dark and I stepped on a photo and broke the glass. I'm lucky I didn't cut my foot. But there was stuff.
Yeah, sounds like you're a G.
And I got that impenetrable skin. Super G status.
And of course, you know, we're having some fun because there were no injuries, but everyone did get a good shaking. But then, it gets us thinking again, are we prepared for when the big one hits?
No, not at all.
I mean, I'm renewing my earthquake insurance today because I've had a lapse there. What about what'd you say? I missed that.
I said I'm always prepared for the big one.
Okay. Jesus Christ. And then what about emergency kits? Do we have those? I do not. Do you have them?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't have it all put together, but everything on here, I have all this stuff.
So put it together.
Right.
Why? It's all in my house. I'll have it.
These are, the standard stuff. Water, non-perishable food, extra batteries for the flashlight. You want a flashlight, medications. That stuff I think we know. Some of these other things we might not think about, like personal documents, passports, the medical information, birth certificates, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, that's all at my house.
Yeah, but the thing is you may need to run out of your house. You got to grab that. You may not be able to access it. Maybe half of your apartment collapses.
Okay, well, this is nonsense because you're not going to keep the water with your birth certificate.
Well, what I was going to say is I would make photocopies of those personal documents and leave photocopies in the emergency kit because, I travel with your passport and whatnot, but a cell phone with chargers, contact information, cash. Have cash, not just cards.
Okay.
So put a few $100 in that backpack. Emergency blanket and maps of the area. I mean, do any of us have a map anymore? An old school map? Let me open this thing up here.
Y'all act like this is a zombie eclipse. We're going to have, maps. Nobody's going to have a map. Oh, let me see. I need to get to Twin Peaks. I can get there with this map.
That's
ridiculous.
Well, I think I'm going to get the Amazon prepackage that has a lot of this stuff. Like $100 you can get a backpack from Amazon with most of the stuff in it. Obviously not your personal items, but that's a good start. I think I'm going to do that. For $100, it's worth it. So I'm going to do it today. So earthquake insurance and an Amazon prepackage emergency earthquake kit.
Oh, my God. Talk about overreacting.
Hey. Eating our food when there's an earthquake, Greg.
Exactly. I'm not sharing my beans with you. You're on your own, buddy.
Trust me. You know what?
What?
I would love to be trapped in my house. Means
you don't have to go to work?
You know what? It means I don't have to go to work and nobody can get to me. I'll be just fine and I'll drink the water out of the hot tub.
All right,
backyard.
Let's talk 630 Dirty. It's coming up after Ariana. Catwoman has officially been cast for the upcoming Batman movie. We'll let you know which star has been tapped when we get into your 630 Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
So, in case you were like me and slept through it and haven't heard yet, 4.5 earthquake struck near Pleasant Hill last night around 10:30. The earthquake was felt all over the bay, but also as far as Tahoe down to Salinas. They're saying people felt it. No reports of major damages or injuries. And this is the largest earthquake to hit the bay in the last 5 years. And, of course, this comes just days before the 30-year anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. Scary, scary stuff. Governor Gavin Newsom has asked PG&E to offer $100 rebates to customers affected by the recent power outages.
That's the least they could do.
Yeah. And if you're like me, that's probably a third of your damn bill a month anyway. How much is your PG&E, may I ask?
I don't want to tell you. It's over $200 a month.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. And I don't even know what it's for.
That's what I'm saying. During this, I get the winter because you got the heater going.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't have AC, so I don't understand in the summer why it's still over $200.
I don't either. I want to double check them, but I don't know how.
They got it all figured out. They know you don't know how.
I want an audit. That's what I was trying to say. I need an audit.
A new survey found that the average American spends $2,500 a year on impulse purchases, and almost 80% of us regret those purchases. Top things include clothes and shoes, food and drinks, and expensive gadgets.
I spend $2,500 a year on things my mom texts me that to send to her or my nephew.
You want to know just a pointless purchase I made last week on Amazon? Binoculars.
Why?
Because he's a pervert.
Because I'm a creeper?
Yes.
Because we live on a hillside, and okay. It's a beautiful view. Stop. Yeah, I'm not trying, but I want to look across. No, I'm not trying to look at windows. I want to look at the birds and the trees.
Okay. Yes. Then I won't mention what you and Arthur were doing the other day when what? I walked around a corner. And by the way, there's an apartment, a huge condo building across from us. Mm-hmm. So let's not talk about that.
Don't drag me into this.
We
okay?
were peeping Tom.
You were both
but we didn't
doing
have binoculars, though. That's with the naked eye.
And
we
I
can see
by
naked bodies.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's a woman. Never mind. I kept moving.
Sassy sports.
The Warriors lost their second preseason game against the Lakers last night in L.A. They played two more preseason games, ironically, against L.A. Like, four of their five preseason games are against the Lakers. I don't know how that worked out. They'll close out the preseason on Friday. Their regular season will start next Thursday at the Chase Center against the other L.A. team, the Clippers. And this proves that the South really does take college football much more seriously than the rest of the country. A 19-year-old Alabama freshman was arrested this weekend for calling in a bomb threat to a game his team wasn't even playing in. The freshman called in the threat to disrupt the game of two of Alabama's biggest rivals, Florida and LSU. I mean, seriously? You ain't got nothing else to do? All right. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Somebody at Disney was bored yesterday because they went crazy, tweeting for 3 hours straight every title that will be on Disney Plus when it launches November 12th. That'll be 629. Zoe Kravitz has announced that she will be the new Catwoman in the upcoming Batman opposite Robert Pattinson. The movie comes out in 2021. We love Zoe.
I love her, and I hope this goes well, but Catwoman's haven't done well. Remember Halle Berry? Bomb.
That was a bomb. But Michelle Pfeiffer was good in that corny Batman Returns, but she was good. Do you remember that one? Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito.
Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway played Catwoman in one of the movies. Oh, yeah, Batman and Robin.
She did? Oh, yeah, she did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the last one.
Well, there you
trilogy,
go. Proves
the Batman
my point.
Trilogy,
Batman
After Dark Knight.
Forever?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not forever.
Not
forever
with
was.
Arnold.
Batman
okay.
Concluded or something. Pharrell says he wouldn't ever write a song again like Blurred Lines. He says he recognizes that it basically it's toxic masculinity. Do you agree with this?
No opinion.
I think Robin Thicke was the issue there on that song based on what he did afterwards. I think you're pretty good there, Pharrell. I know he's talking about the lyrics and such, but Pharrell's being a snowflake these days. Okay. Love Trap Throwback is coming after the break. Greg, tell us what's going down in that throwback.
Well, let's just say whiskey and Instagram do not always mix. You're going to find out why in the Love Trap Throwback. That is next.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
I'm sure you felt the earthquake in Concord, yes?
It was crazy, actually. it was scary. I was scared. Pictures shook. I had a mirror, like, almost fall. It was crazy.
I'm right there with you, and I was in the city. I was freaking out. It woke me up. So thank goodness everybody, it seems, is safe.
All right, Lauren. Well, welcome to the show, and you know how the game works, right? Big Money Minute, 60 seconds on the clock, 10 questions. You get them all right, you win the money.
I do. I'm ready.
Okay, let's go.
Ready, set, go.
What company makes the Apple Watch?
Apple.
A Rottweiler is a type of?
Dog.
What gets transformed into Cinderella's carriage to the ball?
Pumpkin.
What city is home to Lake Merritt?
Oakland.
True or false, Barry Bonds holds the record for the most career home runs?
True.
According to Mean Girls, what day do we wear pink?
Oh,
October 3rd.
The Furby toy hit the market in the 80s, 90s, or 2000s?
Oh, 90s.
44 divided by 11 equals?
4.
True or false, males have Y chromosomes?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
True. No.
Well, we made it through 9. We didn't get to the 10th
one. The last one. When you get nervous, that last one, I like, oh, my gosh.
I know.
You gotta.
It's funny because I'll go out to, like, eat or hang out with friends, and, you know, they're always talking crap. Like, man, it's so easy when we listen. Anybody could do it. I'm like, well, then why don't you call up and try? Because it's easy when you're sitting in the car playing along. Mm-hmm. But when you're live on the radio, right, you get a little nervous. It's a little different.
You did well, so let's go through them. The company that makes the Apple Watch is, of course, Apple. A Rottweiler is a dog. Cinderella's carriage was a pumpkin. Lake Merritt is in Oakland. Barry Bonds does hold the record for the most career home runs, even though he cheated to get there. According to Mean Girls, you wear pink on Wednesdays.
Okay. There's something else about October, a date. I can't remember.
That's like Mean Girls. October 3rd, right? You can't sit with us? Or no, she said, she asked me out on October 3rd or something like that.
Mean Girls. Okay, yes.
The right. Furby was introduced in the 90s. 44 divided by 11 is a 4. There is a Y chromosome in men. And you answered 8 out of 9. We didn't get to the 10th question, but 8 out of 9 you got correct. So you did very well.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Have a great Tuesday. And we are going to send you a package of some goodies for listening and playing.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. And of course, 8:10, we will play Big Money Minute again. Your 7:30 dirty is on the way. And what would be harder for you to give up? Wi-Fi or sex? Anyone?
we'll answer that question that's coming up Bueller. In the dirty. But did Graciela forgive Pete after he made out with his best friend's sister? Find out at 7:20 in the Love Trap follow-up.
Love Trap follow-up.
All right, let's start with a piece from last week when we offered Pete the flowers. He did not send them to his girlfriend. He sent them to...
To Michaela. Yep.
Perfect. And we can attach a card with the flowers so Michaela knows who's sending these beautiful things. Do you want to write something custom or?
All right, you can put, I can't believe how beautiful you are now that you're all grown up.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some news for you. Actually, this is not a flower shop. This is the Love Trap on 99.7 Now. This is a segment where we catch Bay Area cheaters.
And Griselia is on the line.
Yep.
You were busted.
Oh,
you're
Who's
you're
Michaela?
A liar.
No, baby, come on.
I'm not your baby.
Let me come over.
Not your baby.
Okay. So, Pete, who is Michaela?
She's my boy's little sister.
What?
It's
weird.
She's who?
Yeah, what's up with the grown-up thing?
I knew her when she was, you know, like 16 and like a kid, right? But I just, I saw her, you know, a couple months ago at a party and, you know, just not anymore. But, like, look, nothing happened with her.
You know what? You just bought her flowers, sweetheart. That's what happened. You just breached our trust.
So for the record, you're claiming nothing has happened between you and Michaela?
No. Listen, we kissed at that party, and that is it.
You kissed?
The only thing.
And you were going to send her flowers?
I'm like freaking out about us. Like, honestly, every day I'm like having these like little mini panic attacks.
All right, there you go. A little piece from last week. And Graciela is back on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what happened after we hung up with you on the Love Trap last week?
You know, we spent a lot of time talking about the situation and what had happened. And I'm really hurt, but I also sympathize with his situation. And this is really hard for me to say. Pete told me that nothing physical had happened with this woman, Michaela, and, you know, other than kissing. And he was just looking for comfort and a distraction, which to me is just, I'm still speechless. However, we love each other. And there's a lot between the two of us, and I'm not sure what we're going to do. He's told me that either way, he's broken it off with Michaela, and he wants to try and see if we can make it work.
Wow, this is way different than last week and where you were, you know, when you first found out.
Yeah, I mean, he really isn't ready to move in with me, but I'm going to consider taking him back.
Really?
I've spoken with my family about it, and I think it's something that really, it's something that I should try. We got to figure it out, you know?
So you're willing to give him another chance, even though he admitted that he is with this girl?
Yes.
You're not the first person to do that. And, you know, it's hard because you sit here and right now I have so many thoughts going through my head. I want to be like, no, tell him go F himself. But if it really is true that he only kissed, yes, that's still cheating. But, you know, people do change. I believe in that. Maybe he did learn his lesson. And maybe this was that moment, hopefully, where if you do give him another shot, he's like, whoa, I messed up and it'll never happen again because I've been that guy before.
Right.
And I truly have learned a lesson.
Well, I mean, I think the initial reaction for everybody is like, F that person, which was your reaction, but I mean, once you come face to face to them again and talk to them, obviously you still have a lot of feelings, I'm sure.
I will never stop loving him, and that was something I had to check myself on. Like, you know, people f up. They make mistakes in their life, and I'm willing to forgive that mistake for as long as he never does it again. And so I'm just going to kind of take a step back and see if there's any way that we can, you know, mend this and make it work.
That's what I was going to say. You have to see and make sure that you truly can forgive, because if you hang on to that, now you don't have to forget, but forgive, because if you're hanging on to that, it's never going to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
My only suggestion is just take it slow. You don't have to immediately get full throttle back into it together, but, you know, let him prove himself.
And maybe put the moving in together on hold for a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I think right now there's just a lot to process and it's a bit overwhelming, but we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it work.
We'll try to stay in touch.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
What would be harder for you to give up? Is it Wi-Fi, sex, or Cheetos? Find out next in The Dirty.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, I'm sure by now you are aware that a 4.5 earthquake struck near Pleasant Hill around 10:30 last night. There were no reports of major damage or injuries thus far. This is the largest earthquake to hit the Bay since the Napa quake in 2014. And the largest pumpkin, 2,175-pound pumpkin, won the World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off yesterday in Half Moon Bay, setting a new state record.
Damn, how many pumpkin pies does that make? I mean, that could feed the community.
A new survey asked people how hard it would be to give up different things, and most people said Wi-Fi would be the hardest, followed by sex, and junk food came in third.
Well, how do you get sex without Wi-Fi?
With a human being, with an actual person.
Yeah, but
you don't need to go to Pornhub.
No, you gotta use Wi-Fi to find the person. I mean, if you're like...
Not everybody does.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm just talking about people who don't leave the house, like me.
Sassy sports.
The Warriors lost their second preseason game of the season against the Lakers last night in L.A. They play two more preseason games against L.A. this week. I'm not sure why, but they're playing four of their five preseason games against the Lakers. They're now 0-2, but they will start the regular season next Thursday at the Chase Center against the Clippers. It's going to be epic to open up the Chase Center next Thursday. I can't believe Warrior season is already here. And 49er fans are feeling themselves right now. The local news outlets made note of the heavy Instagram presence by happy 49er fans after starting 5-0 for the first time since 1990. And the Niners play the one-win Redskins on Sunday, making it a very strong possibility that they will start 6-0. And people were already starting to compare the Niners to the Patriots because they're the only two undefeated teams, and people are wanting to see Tom Brady play Jimmy Garoppolo because Garoppolo was his backup in New England before being traded to the 49ers. But we're not even halfway through the season. So let's not calm down. Because you know what? It's something to celebrate. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Whitney Houston and Big E were among the first-time nominees announced this morning for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2020.
Are they just nominating dead people?
Zoe Kravitz will play Catwoman opposite Robert Pattinson in the new Batman movie. And this movie takes us back to Batman's early years.
Can we please have her father also be in it?
What, Lenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? So you can just see him on the big screen? Yeah, exactly. Ava Mendez Instagrammed a selfie that shows her sitting in a supercut salon chair mid-haircut. And she wrote, thought you guys would like to know that, I stop into supercuts every now and then. First of all, you know I love Ava Mendez, but girl, that's the worst mistake you could ever make. Supercuts. Oh.
For someone like me, it doesn't matter. I just say, you know, buzz it and be done.
Yeah, they'd find a way to make it uneven. And there you go. That is your 7:30 dirty.
Take me back.
Love trap throwback.
So Macy, what's going on?
So I'm hoping you guys can help me. I have been dating this guy, Noah, for about 6 months now, and we have been like crazy about each other. Like I think that he's the one, but there's just this one problem.
All right, what is it?
I think like either he's cheating on me or at least he's trying to keep his options open. Anytime I tag him on a picture, like on IG, he removes the tag. Like every single time. And it's crazy because his friends tag him in pictures and stuff. And like he never removes those. So I'm over here like why would he do that?
And have you asked him about it?
Yeah, I've asked him multiple times and he's always like, I don't like how I look there. I look chubby or my eyes were half open. I look like a hick.
That's weird. But in the email that you sent to Chad, you also said there's something else.
Yeah, well, I also think that he might be cheating because he went out with his, in quotes, guy friends just to catch up on Friday night. But then I like go on his IG and he's tagged in pictures. And sure enough, there he is in some picture with like doing shots with this chick named Ava something. So I'm like freaking out, and then like 2 hours later he must have removed that tag because that picture is gone. Luckily I screenshot it, so like I have it and I have all the chick's info. But to make things even shadier, she also took down the picture that she posted with him.
It was just him and a girl, or him, a girl, and his friends were also in the photo?
No, there were a bunch of pictures up, and some of them he's like with his friends, but in one he was totally doing shots with some girl named Ava that I've like not ever seen before. But then all of a sudden that is taken down, and she took down the picture of that she had obviously posted with him. And then of course I like, you know, did what any girl do, you know, will do, and I like looked in his phone and her phone number is in there and stuff.
You haven't shown him the screenshot?
No.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Then he knows what I've got. Like, I'm back pocketing that. I want to know what he says.
All right, Chad, are you ready?
I'm ready. Hang on the line, Macy, and we'll call Noah next.
Okay.
Throwback. Back. Love trap throwback.
Good morning.
Big Bay morning.
I love it.
Throwback. Back. Love trap throwback.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Can I speak with Noah?
Speaking to Noah.
Hey, Noah, this is Chad, and I'm calling from Thorndown for what? We're a new florist right here in San Mateo. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Can I ask what it's about?
Yeah, actually, it's about free flowers for you. Like I said, we are a new florist, and so what we're doing right now is kind of running a special where we're choosing about 5 local residents each week to award free flowers to, and in hopes that basically it'll get our name out there in the community, and you know, next time you need to purchase some flowers, you will think of us. But today, we are offering you our spring bouquet free.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet. I just want to double check. I don't have to pay for shipping or anything. It's totally free, right?
The flower, service, delivery fee, everything's included today, and I'm not going to ask you for any type of credit card on file, nothing like that.
Wow, yeah, awesome. I'm in.
All right, sweet. It's a great deal. Well, let's start with, do you want these flowers for yourself, or do you want to send them to somebody?
Oh, no. Can we please send them to Ava?
Ava, A-V-A?
A-V-A, yeah.
Okay, and let's attach a little card to the flowers so Ava knows who's sending them.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Will you say, say thanks for saving my life, Noah.
Excuse me?
Busted.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay, Ava. Yeah, sure. Ava that you were out with the other night when you said you were going out with Luke and Chris. That Ava?
Real quick, Noah, you're on the radio. It's the Love Trap here on 99.7 Now.
Yeah, what? I set you up.
And that's Macy.
I set you up because I know you're lying.
You don't understand. I was like out with the boy.
No, I think I do. I think I do understand. I know way more than you think I do, so why don't you just tell the truth?
I am telling the truth. You know this?
No, you're not.
Yeah. Ava's just some girl that's a friend of Luke's. And I got, like, super drunk, you know. I was hanging out with them. They dragged me out. And, you know, I'm out. Yeah. I was coming home to you after getting a little drunk, you know. And I didn't want to crash our car, you know, because that would have caused us problems.
Oh, okay. So that's why you're sending some girl flowers, and that's why you have her actual number in your phone? Seriously,
What did Ava do to save your life? Let's get to that.
Okay, I was drunk, and she put me in an Uber. She saved my life.
And you said you know her how?
That's how she did it. She sent me in an Uber.
No, how do you know her is what they asked. You are being such a liar right now. I should have known that you were sketchy.
Macy, tell them about the Instagram photos.
Yeah, excuse me. I saw pictures of you guys on Instagram, and I should have known that you were sketchy a million years ago because seriously, like, you untagged every single picture of the two of us, and then you had tagged you were tagged in a picture with her doing shots. I saw it. And then both of you untagged those pictures so that you wouldn't get caught. That's why.
No, it's not because I wouldn't get caught. No, I've told you this before. I only do this because, like, you're writing super embarrassing, over-the-top PDA posts on Instagram.
So you're embarrassed about me.
Okay.
You're embarrassed of me, but it's fine to say, send some girl, Ava, some flowers. Okay, well, don't worry about it. You don't need to be embarrassed by me anymore because this is over. It is over. Bye.
Wait, hold on, guys. Guys, let us interject here for a minute. It sounds like we're not getting anywhere. Let me just ask you this straight up, Noah. Are you cheating on Macy or not?
No, absolutely not. I just don't like pictures. No, listen. I'm a business professional.
Can we please hang up on him? I'm all done. If he's so professional, then he should not be going out and getting drunk with his friends and then having to be put in an Uber.
Honey.
Macy, hold on. I really do want to hear Noah's answer. So you untag yourself out of your girlfriend's pictures because you're a business professional?
Yes. Look, we like to have fun. You know, I deal with a lot of people who are in the church community. And, you know, I don't like to have pictures of me out late on a Friday or Saturday tagged at 1 in the morning. You know, I like to have fun, and so does Macy.
Yeah, okay, but you got no problem having so much fun that you have to be put into an Uber with some girl that, you know, for some reason you have her phone number. Listen, I am done with you. I am done. I knew that you were sketch from the beginning. You're clearly got secrets, and you're making me a secret, and I'm nobody's secret. So we're all done.
Wait.
Bye-bye.
No, I think you just got busted here. You were going with Ava to send these flowers to, correct?
As a thank you for
Yeah, whatever. I get that.
Yeah.
How are you going to get him delivered when I asked you next for the address?
I was going to text Luke. Luke is her friend, and Luke was going to give me the address.
I think we just busted him.
All right.
No, I'm done.
Maybe we should hang up on him now.
I'm done. This is over.
It's the truth.
I'm done. The truth is you're a loser and you're sketchy. That's it.
Macy, you tell us. You want me to keep him on the line? You want us to dump
him? No, dump. We're done.
Bye, Noah.
Benny, I think you picked up on something we didn't pick up on. If you're sending flowers to a girl you don't know, how do you get them to her?
Why do you send flowers to a girl you don't know?
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we know the answer here, whether he's going to admit it or not. I think the biggest thing is, he had the address. He's backtracking. He's stuttering like crazy. That's always the first giveaway.
Yeah, no. I should have known when he was untagging all those photos. That is, like, such a sign all the time. I should have known that.
All right. Well, Macy, we're going to actually let you. I think you need to, like, blow off some more steam and cool down a little bit.
Thank you, guys.
Throwback. Love, Trap, Throwback.
All right. We are almost halfway to $5,000 in the Secret Sound. The jackpot is now $2,300. Can you win it? 820 will play you that sound and give you another clue.
And, of course, Big Money Minute is on the way. At 7:10, we played with Lauren. She got so close. She got 8 out of 10 correct. Easy questions like, last hour, one of them was, what city is home to Lake Merritt? You could do it. 10 questions in 60 seconds. We will look for caller 9 in less than 10 minutes on KMBQ FM, KMBQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose. Good morning.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Are you ready to win some money?
I think so. I hope so.
All right. 10 questions in 60 seconds. You can always pass if you don't know the answer right away. We'll come back to it if there is time. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
What does PG&E stand for?
Pacific Gas and Electric.
True or false? Mariah Carey was married to Al Pacino.
False.
80 minus 50 equals...
30.
Finish the lyrics. Supercalifragilistic.
Expialidocious.
Who was the United States president in 2007?
Obama.
What was the name of Will's male cousin on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Carlton.
What Bay Area city hosts the annual Safeway World Champion Pumpkin Weigh-In Contest?
Half Moon Bay.
What is the capital of New York?
Albany.
She starred as Katniss in The Hunger Games.
Pass.
On what Bay Area TV station will you find Sal Castaneda?
KTVU?
Yeah. Sal got some love on this,
huh? Sal. Let's go through it. It looks like our old
Jennifer.
Yeah, but before that, it looks like W gotcha. W wasn't popular in this area, this part of the country, so I guess that's why you missed it. But let's go through it. PG&E stands for disaster, catastrophe, ongoing mistakes. True or false, Mariah Carey was married to Al Pacino. That is false. 80 minus 50 is 30. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes. Obama was president starting in 2008. W was your president in 2007. Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It was Half Moon Bay where they just had the world champion Pumpkin Way in. Albany is the capital of New York. And yes, Jennifer Lawrence played Katniss in Hunger Games, and you will find Sal Castaneda on Channel 2 KTVU.
Like the way you say it there, buddy.
What was that?
Castaneda. Don't question me. I am from Texas.
Victoria.
I speak Tex-Mex.
We love you for listening and playing. We will send you some goodies for doing that, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And of course, we are not done with the money. Secret sound at 8:20. For $2,300, we got a $5,000 winner last week.
Yay. Let's do this again.
Let's do it. $2,300 up for grabs. That'll happen at 8:20. 8:30, though, we got the dirty as well.
Yeah, in your dirty, if your electricity was cut off last week, you may be getting some money from PG&E. We'll tell you how next in the dirty.
Let's go.
Secret Show. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
We are great. Welcome to Secret Sound. We are on sound number 4, so I'm going to play you the sound, I'm going to give you a new clue, and then we will take your guests, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. And your clue this hour, Christine, is because that's how we roll.
Okay, all right, so my guess is wrapping a present.
Oh, holidays are coming up. I could see it. Wrapping a present. Is that right? Oh, incorrect, Christine.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for playing and listening, and we'll do it again in 1 hour, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you back, and that means the Secret Sound jackpot goes up to $2,400 at 9:20.
Yeah, y'all. All right, your 8:30 Dirty is coming your way next, and find out which Poptopia artist Justin Timberlake is collaborating with. One word. Flames, baby. Flames. 830 Dirty on the way.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Hold on. I'm going to play this song.
I said shake, rattle and roll. I said shake, rattle and roll.
My mom Ginger would enjoy it.
I love me some old school. Yes. Shake, rattle, and roll last night. A 4.5 earthquake struck near Pleasant Hill around 10:30 p.m.
But it felt like it happened right underneath me.
Well, it was felt all over the Bay Area. And, yeah, even as far as Lake Tahoe down to Salinas, you're here in San Francisco and say it woke you right up.
It was like it was in my room. It was crazy.
Well, it was in my room. I was in Pleasant Hill, but I handled it like a true Cali native. Just rolled over and went back to sleep.
Next time you're going to be like a dead Cali native.
Well, I slept right through it in Marin. Didn't feel a thing. Governor Gavin Newsom has asked PG&E to offer $100 rebates to customers affected by the recent power outages. The least they could do. A new survey found that the average American spends $2,500 a year on impulse purchases. And almost 80% of us regret those purchases. The top things we regret, clothes and shoes, food and drinks, and expensive gadgets.
You know that they say the number one impulse buy is?
What's that? Binoculars. I just bought some binoculars.
No, coffee.
For no apparent reason.
Coffee. It's the number one impulse buy.
Huh.
But I don't ever regret buying coffee.
Yeah, but it's the impulse. But you may walk by a coffee shop and you're not even thinking about coffee. And you're like, let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty. I can see that.
Yeah, so we spend a ton of money on coffee that we probably didn't even want until we smelled it.
Like, you know what I need right now? A nice large coffee.
Sassy sports.
In a historic soccer match, North Korea faced off with South Korea in a World Cup qualifier, but nobody saw it because the game was in North Korea and the government did not allow one fan into the stadium. They did not have a TV broadcast. They did not allow any journalists to go inside there, and South Korean players were forced to leave their phones at the embassy. So how do we know who really won the game? They say it was a 0-0 tie, but would I mean, are we supposed to believe Kim Jong-un? I don't know, but this is super weird. North Korea says they will release a DVD to South Korea.
A DVD?
A DVD.
Huh.
To South Korea later this week so they can show it on TV there at some point. I'm sure fully edited. To where all the highlights are like North Korea doing good stuff and South Korea doing bad. It's super bizarre. And North Korea did release some eerie photos of the teams playing in a completely empty stadium. Super bizarre.
That is.
The Warriors lost their second preseason game against the Lakers last night in L.A. They're now 1-2 for the preseason. And believe it or not, preseason games end this week. They'll play the Lakers again on Wednesday. They'll play them again on Friday. And they will be done with the preseason and officially open up the brand new Chase Center next Thursday against the Clippers. It should be an amazing opening there for basketball in the Chase Center. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Disney went crazy yesterday, spending 3 straight hours tweeting every title that will be on Disney Plus when it launches November 12th. That is 629 different titles, all said and done.
If you're a Disney freak, this is a must to have this, I think.
Zoe Kravitz has announced she will be the new Catwoman in the upcoming Batman opposite Robert Pattinson. The Batman does hit theaters in 2021.
As I said earlier, I'd rather see her dad, Lenny, in a skin-tight outfit.
In a new interview, Justin Timberlake released some details on who he's been working with for his upcoming album.
You know, to be honest, Lizzo came by. I'm not going to tell you too much about what we did together in the studio. If she wants to tell you, she can, but it's flames. It is so good. I'm so excited about it.
Justin and Lizzo, that's going to be insane.
Well, maybe we can ask her when she comes to Poptopia.
There it is.
In December. You can still get your tickets at 997now.com if you want to join us and see Lizzo on stage.
It's 99.7 now. Big Bay mornings on your Tuesday. What's up, everybody? All right. We are less than 10 minutes away from playing it again. Secret Sound for $2,400.
We gave away $5,000 last Thursday. Let's do it again.
Christine played last hour. Her guess?
Wrapping a present.
Wrapping a present for Secret Sound 4. It was incorrect. not wrapping a present.
And that's why we will play again at 9:20, trying to give it away. We'll give you a new clue, and we will play the sound for you again. Hey, I wanted to bring this up. I'm not trying to scare you, Benny.
Why?
Well, you know how they say celebrities die in threes?
Okay.
Do bad things also happen in threes? Because last week, we had power outages. Today, or yesterday, we had an earthquake. Is there something that's going to happen next?
You putting that out there in the universe?
Thanks, Greg.
Well, didn't we also have a minor earthquake last week, too, right?
Yeah, but that,
no,
was,
that didn't count.
So that, this was an earthquake.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, are we going up? Small, medium,
no,
large. Don't say that. I don't know. I mean, we're coming up on the 30-year anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake.
We'll find out what happens next week.
What a tease.
There's a tease. There's a tease for you. What natural disaster will happen next week? Find out. That's coming up.
Let's go.
The secret sound. What's up, Dolores?
Hey.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
We are great. We're trying to give you $2,400 if you could tell us what the secret sound is. So I'll play the sound, give you a new clue, and then we'll take your guess, okay?
Okay. Okay. Here. Sounds good.
Here's the sound. And Dolores, your clue this hour. Sometimes a breakup is called a split.
Okay.
Sometimes a breakup is called a split.
I think I know the answer.
Oh, yes. Right. We hope you do. What is it?
Is it breaking, scraping ice off a car?
Breaking, scraping ice off a car is... Oh, incorrect, no. Dolores. But we thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So, last hour, she said wrapping a Christmas present. And Dolores said scraping, breaking ice off a car windshield, I presume. And no, it's neither of those. So, that means 11:20 with our buddy Fernando. He'll have a shot. $2,500 now sitting in the jackpot. Secret sound. Hear the sound anytime. See all the previous guesses anytime at 997now.com. Big Bay Mornings, we out of here.
That's right. We're back tomorrow morning, and we have more cash to give away.
The Big Money Minute. We'll do it three times, starting at 6:10. It's 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000 each time we play.
And, of course, Wednesday means we've got Ghostbusters starting at 6:40 for the first time. And you know what's worse than eating chicken in front of a vegetarian is, Benny?
Eating in front of a vegan.
No, oh. Making her pay for it. Find out what goes down between Shelly and Lee tomorrow morning.
All right, everybody. Have a great Tuesday. Fernando's on your radio next. Then 11:20, he's got your shot to win $2,500 inside the secret sound.